Welcome to Grand Central. Embark on a multi-generational journey of conversations filled with insight, encouragement, and wisdom. A special time set aside for grandparents. Here's your host, best-selling author, acclaimed speaker, and devoted grandfather, best known as Pop Pop, Tim Huff.
Welcome, Grand Central listeners. I am so glad you're here with us for episode 28 of Grand Central. I can't believe already 28 episodes. In the room with me today, of course, is Mike, producer, who I love working with.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. Thanks for being here. Thanks for all your work, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So appreciate you. And beside him is my daughter, Sarah Jane, who has been here for the last 3 weeks of episodes. Episode 25, 26, 27, and one more today, 28.
Hi.
So thank you, sweet girl, being here for all four episodes.
My pleasure.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I have. It's been fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What part have you liked the best?
Just chatting away.
And feeling free and easy and not too agenda-driven.
Yeah.
No, it's fun. We knew what each episode would be about, but
yes.
Anything goes in the conversation, which is really what this show is about. This show isn't about interviewing people about grandparenting. It's about conversations about grandparenting. I feel that that's a unique distinction.
Yeah.
This last show is an interesting one. The other shows, you can go back and listen, listeners. If you're listening on Joy Live, welcome, Joy Radio Live. But if you'd like to hear this later, at a later time, or you're picking this up on our mini podcast, it's at grand-central.ca. Well, this show is interesting to have my daughter. And I want to tell you, listeners, I have not pre-screened my daughter's answers. I've not told her what she can say, what she can't say, what would be. So it's a risk. Some of you listeners might be saying, you're going to ask your daughter these questions and you haven't
surprise
told her what. Maybe it's just a good sign that we have a lovely relationship, that I'm not terrified how you're going to answer some of these questions. And Jake would be the same.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm so sorry Jake couldn't be here working today, but glad you're here.
Yeah.
My daughter who's sitting here with me is pregnant with a baby who's coming in just a couple of weeks. It will be little sister to Jackson, our grandson.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. I do want to acknowledge before we go into this, I mean, the topic today is, what is it like to watch your parents be grandparents? I'm going to ask you your perspective of what it's like to watch me and mommy be grandparents.
Yeah.
I want to acknowledge, though, that Jackson and this little baby coming, this little girl coming, have two other grandparents, Alex and Wendy, who are David, your husband's parents, and we know how much they love and cherish their grandkids, too.
Yeah.
So I just want to acknowledge that you have all those grandparents going on. But because you grew up with me and mommy, this episode is about this discussion. That's the context for it. What's it like to grow up with me, Pop-Pop, your mommy, Grammy, Pop-Pop and Grammy, watching us be grandparents because, you know, it's got to be weird to see your parents turn into grandparents. And so let's go. And again, I did not screen your answer, so I'm going to ask this. Here's my question. I've got it written on a piece of paper here. Do me and mommy seem like the same people to you now as we were when you were a little kid?
I think a little bit of both. I think in some ways, you're very much the same as you always were. And I think in some ways, you're different. I mean, times have changed. It's been, you know, 30 years. Mm-hmm. So things are different. There's tablets now and
Couldn't have imagined it.
That we have to manage and, you know, so things are different. So I think a little bit of both.
But are you like, wait, Dad, your life would never have let me do that with when I'm letting Jackson comes over and I'm like, anything goes.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because there's definitely less rules at Grammy and Pop-Pop's house for him than there are. Yes, but that's kind of the role of a grandparent versus a parent is, you know, I have to make the rules. But he's funny because if I make a rule that he doesn't like, he said, okay, well, I'll go live with Grammy and Pop-Pop.
Oh.
Yeah. And I say, well, if they're in charge of you all the time, you're going to have more rules, trust me.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, so he thinks you guys have no rules.
Well, Jackson's a goer, so there might be less rules because we'll be like napping a lot in between.
Yeah, that's true. Fend for yourself. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think it's just different in that way.
Is that the only thing that pops in your mind? You don't go like, listen, Dad, I'll tell you when we're off the air, but seriously.
No.
You gave me a headache about this and you're letting us go with my son and I...
I don't think so.
Good.
I mean,
I'm glad I'm not pushing for another answer.
Yeah, no, I really don't think so.
How about for mommy too, for Grammy, who Jackson calls Grammy?
I mean, I think growing up, mom was probably stricter than you. Not like crazy strict, but stricter than you.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. And then I think now she's probably more lenient with Jackson than she was with me. Watching things where I'm going, I don't know if I would have gotten away with that.
Okay, I want to see your mom's face when she hears this on the interview.
No, goes, I think
that's true. No, that's not.
Yeah,
true.
No, I think it's normal though. I think grandparents aren't like that's kind of your job is to not.
I wasn't great at consequences.
I'm not great at them either. They're hard.
I was like. It feels like it's punishing me to give you
punished.
A consequence.
I know. It's hard. It is hard because it's easier sometimes to just be like, ugh, I don't let's just move on.
I remember me and mommy just be like, oh, so should, like grounding.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's punishment for me. She'll be in there. I'll be like out here stewing that she's worried that she's in there. So I just would never do it.
But I know.
And I'm not saying it was good.
No, it's tough. No, it's definitely tough.
In some ways, I was not good at that part of things. I mean, mommy was way wiser. That's the right word. I know that you do not like seeing us age.
No.
Quite often you say, I don't like you being 60 and not being able to do this or that.
No.
Or that's hard.
Yeah.
But is it weird to see us as grandparents? Were there any surprises? I know now it's been Jackson's five, but... Were there surprises or is there any weirdness to it?
I think the only thing I didn't think about, obviously, was like how my kid's going to talk about his grandparents. Mm. Like I always knew you and mom would be great, like awesome grandparents. I always knew that.
Right.
And then seeing it was just confirmation of that. But I think hearing Jackson talk about you guys and then love you guys so much is like... different for me because I'm like, oh, that's a whole other person's perspective, not just mine. Like he's got his own feelings and now he has his own memories of you and mom and his other grandparents and that like I couldn't have predicted, which is really cool.
Has he ever gone home and tattled on us? Like, going, oh, Dad, Pop let me eat a whole row of cookies. Like, oh, yes.
Yes, he has. He has. Yeah, or he'll say, Grammy lets me do that. And I go, okay, well, that's great at Grammy's house. Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does. So careful.
I'm sure we have some listeners listening. They're going, yeah, I get that. We do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been very gracious. I don't know about a lot of these things that the conversations from your house.
I mean, letting him eat an extra cookie is not gonna. Yeah. It's not a big deal, really.
It's the four or five cookies.
It's the 10 cookies. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Other things. Being transparent here. What are the things you think we're getting right or we're getting wrong as grandparents from your perspective? Because a lot of my listeners are like, oh boy, it's hard not to be a grandparent, but it's hard to be dealing with my kids about my grandparenting.
I mean, I think what's cool is, and what I'm having to adapt to as a mom to a little boy too, is he's very into, you know, Sonic and Mario and like just... stuff that I don't really know about or really cared about. And I'm kind of having to go, okay, this is what he loves right now. So I kind of have to be interested in it. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to not want to because I'm like, I don't really know about that. It's easier with like Mickey Mouse because I'm like, I get that.
Right.
But I think you and mom do a really good job of, oh, he's in a Ninja Turtle phase right now. Okay. I guess we are too.
Yeah, I guess. We try to jump in.
Yeah, I guess everyone's into that right now. So I think it's really cool that you guys, as grandparents, just keep meeting him where he is at every stage.
I know what every new phase is. I can mark it in my head because when I go to Toys R Us, I know which rows I'm supposed to go down now.
Yeah.
I'm done with Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
I'm done, or done with cars. And I'm on Hot Wheels. And then I was on to Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I don't think you're getting anything wrong.
Oh.
But
I mean, listeners, I did not screen this girl. I did not bribe her. I did.
Again, I think maybe like David and I setting the rules for him, that maybe there's times that those rules are eased up on. But not in a way that puts Jackson in danger or makes him uncomfortable. I think that's when I would have a harder time with that.
Yeah. Occasionally, it's funny to tell you, occasionally when things that you're coming over and we're going to do things or we're going to go about things or stuff, Mommy will give me a heads up. Your mom will give me a heads up and go, okay, Tim, when Jackson's over here, like,
you know,
he can only like do this for so long. Then he's got to do that. Or he's got to go to bed at this time. He's not going to be allowed to like wrestle for like 2 hours. Like there's going to be a bedtime at 7 or whatever it is.
Or even you like giving him little, like a little gift every time he comes over.
Yeah.
It turned from like, okay, it doesn't need to be huge. It could be, you know, a box of Smarties.
Yeah, because I like to have gifts every time he comes over. And then everyone started telling me it was too much. I was like, oh.
Well, also it was like, if you're getting these big toys, they're staying at your house because we just don't have the space anymore. But yeah, I think just...
I've got it down to like Pez.
A Pez, yeah.
Smarties.
a Hot Wheel.
Then a Hot Wheels.
Yeah. That's easier to manage. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How does watching us with Jackson bring back memories of you being Jackson's age with us?
Yeah, it's fun. I actually want to go back and watch some of the home videos that you took when we were kids that I used to watch a lot of, I haven't watched in a while, and just maybe see the similarities. I was actually remembering a home video that you and I were playing or something with an umbrella and you started singing in the rain. And last week, Jackson was playing with his little Spider-Man umbrella and I started singing in the rain. And I was like, wait, this is really weird. I have a video of Dad doing that with me. So it's kind of fun. And then you're just always making up silly games and jokes with him that I'm just like, whoa, I remember those.
Jackson likes stories too. I like to make up stories on the fly.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think for Mom, it's a lot of, she's constantly intentional about making sure you're comfortable and happy and satisfied and fed and
Your mom's gift like, of hospitality across the board is fantastic.
Yeah.
But she adores her family so much that it's even next level.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think seeing that, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember being a kid and having a hard day at school and Mom just wanting to make sure things were cozy. My room was maybe clean for me and like there was a nice meal made for me. Mm. So I'm seeing a lot of that. Things that I always knew to be true, but it's,
now you're seeing it through Jackson's eyes.
I'm seeing it again, that Jackson knows to expect those things from Grammy and Pop Pop also, which is kind of cool.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see it again, hopefully, through a little girl's eyes when she comes in a few weeks.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here for all four of the last episodes. Again, listeners, you can listen at grand-central.ca if you haven't caught it live on Joy Radio. And it'll be fun to brag about and talk about our little baby girl coming.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
In a few episodes coming up. Thanks again, listeners, for tuning in. Again, these last four episodes are available to you, as all of them are, grand-central.ca. I'm going to close with the benediction. And it's a tenderhearted benediction in general, but it surely is when you're reading it with your daughter sitting right across the room and you reflect on your life. I hope there's a word, a phrase, something special for each one of you that you can take to heart that will be soulful or warming or just something you need today that you're if you're feeling discouraged or down, or if you're feeling elated and happy, there's something that resonates with you that is a tone that is a gift in some way. May peace and joy be abundant on your grandparenting journey. May you find comfort in knowing you have done your very best to be at your best during this profound and reflective chapter in your life. And may the expressions of your tender heart bring great light and goodness to the precious young ones that you cherish, your grandchildren and your children, like my daughter sitting across from me. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Thank you for joining us for Grand Central. Engaged and loving grandparents have proven over and over to be life-giving and life-changing in young lives throughout history. But the need for grandparents and all they have to offer has perhaps never been as great as it is today. The Grand Central goals are to inspire, honor, and help resource grandparents on their journey of goodness. If you're a grandparent or grandfriend and would like to share your experience or leave a thoughtful comment, please visit grand-central.ca. Tune in to Grand Central with Tim Huff every Wednesday at 3 p.m. here on Joy. Grand Central is a Youth Unlimited initiative.